Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
Come on up, kiddo. Oh, all right, everybody.
Oops, I did it again.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, then. Hey, everybody. This is my younger son, Theodore.
Oops, I did it again.
Very good. And he's been listening to Britney Spears.
I'm running, buddy. I do drive me crazy.
Theo will be turning 4 in 3 days. That's nonsense. We're going to talk streaming here in just a second. Theo, can you lock us? Can you lock Daddy in the room? Is that okay? No.
Oops, I did it again.
Okay, dude. All right, lock me in, okay? Oh. Yep, there you go. Does that make you think about the COVID days when kids are just running on every show? What's happening, everybody? I'm sorry I'm a little bit late today on this one. We wanted to go about an hour ago, but we got big stuff in the works here at Sports Ethos, and sometimes we got to get those big things knocked out before we can do a little streaming chatter. Welcome to Fantasy NBA Today. Shout out to Theodore. I am Dan Bespris. This is a SportsEthos.com presentation. And we're going to dive right in because we all got to get our lineup set in the next, like, 55 minutes. So there is really no time to screw around today. Here's a streaming board for those that are watching with us live. You can see this week, next week, the week after that. I've got a 3-week sample size. Probably not as easy to see when I go this wide on it. But this is where you can see kind of how the color coding all seeps in. What I wanted to do today was talk a little bit about today, but also through the weekend and into next week. If you guys, if your leagues are not over on Sunday, which I know some are over on Sunday. I have two, actually, that are over on Sunday. I got a couple that are still kicking along on the head-to-head side. And then with Roto, it goes to the end of the regular season, but that's sort of inconsequential here on a head-to-head streaming show. So let's start with the bad schedules. And we'll work our way from those, and then we'll get into a few questions at the end. I know a number of you guys put questions in our morning show, and I said, hey, take them to the afternoon show. And now I'm going to try to abandon ship too quickly, so I promise I'll do better. Worst schedules right now. Dallas is the worst schedule the rest of this week. They don't have any games the rest of this week. Dallas finished up their calendar yesterday. They're off for 3 days now before they have a back-to-back to start next week. But remember, next week is also an overload Monday. So it's nice that they get a Tuesday game in there, but it's not the end of the world. Obviously, the problem here is that Dallas has two extraordinary fantasy assets and one very good one in Daniel Gafford. So it's hard to drop anybody. Gafford is the one you drop if you're in a tight battle that goes on through next week. And then obviously, if your league is over on Sunday, you can drop any of them. That's a pretty easy call. Orlando is the other kind of clunky schedule here coming up. There's really the only two today that I would classify as bad. Orlando plays tomorrow, but they're off for 3 days after that. So technically, Magic right now are in a one game in 5 days span. And because no one plays a back-to-back this weekend, which will become sort of more relevant when we talk about what's coming up here in a second, if you don't make a move off an Orlando Magic player today, there's no way to really maximize things. If you really like your Magic player, you could hold them through tomorrow, but then you're kind of loading into next week, and you pretty much, at that point, need to make a move on Sunday, and that's fine and all. Thing is, of course, a lot of teams have two games left this week, and a couple even sort of pivot into a decent front end of next week, and that's why Orlando creeps in as a team you might want to consider moving off of today, but certainly on Sunday. Your good schedules starting today are pretty level almost across the board. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams that all play 3 times in the next 4 days. 3 of them start that with a back-to-back today, tomorrow. That's Portland, San Antonio, and Toronto. Those teams also go 4-6 in addition to the 3-4. Boston has a back-to-back and a 3-4, but they don't go 4-6. They play today, tomorrow, and Monday, but they don't play Wednesday of next week. And then the teams that also play 3 and 4, but sort of we call like an inverted 3 and 4, where they play today, and then their back-to-back is Sunday, Monday. Those teams are Cleveland, Indiana, the Los Angeles Clippers, and the Philadelphia 76ers. So those are all your teams. And again, you know, the only difference between the Portland, San Antonio, Toronto, Boston grouping and that second half is the flexibility side, where if you want to go the back-to-back side first, Portland, San Antonio, Toronto, Boston, you could conceivably get off of those teams on Sunday if you really wanted to, if you had a move left over somehow and you were trying to squeeze out one extra game. Typically, you're not going to have a ton of moves left over on Sunday to utilize. You've probably used them, especially with the number of injuries that have happened this week. You've probably used all your moves up on injured players anyway. And if you haven't, Lord knows by the end of tonight, you will. So there isn't that big of a difference between all of these. One, two, three. What did I say there was? Nine? There's really no difference because you probably don't have the moves to make another swap on Sunday. So the list of players you could go with, you know, nine teams, you got a pretty good option here, is significant. The favorites would be Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser, who's back for the Celtics, because we already know they're resting half their starters in each of those two games, so those guys are going to get a lot of extra run. Caris LeVert, obviously in Cleveland. George Niang is not a bad option there. Nesmith, McConnell on the Pacers are a good fit among these teams. Indiana, of course, in that sort of inverted one. Same with Cleveland. Ochai Agbaji is an interesting one for Toronto because Gary Trent just got ruled out about 45 minutes ago or something like that. So Agbaji might be okay. And then if you want to get a little bit of the sort of a deeper dive, Scoot on Portland, Luke Kornet in Boston, Terrence Mann for the Clippers, Cam Payne in Philadelphia, because you figured Kyle Lowry probably gets one of the back-to-backs off. And then if you want to go real deep, Amir Coffey, Mo Bamba, you know, Jalen Smith if he's upright for Indiana, Chris Murray, Jabari Walker, Grady Dick, Daniel Tice, Sam Merrill. These are all, you know, guys that barely qualify. But, you know, if you're in a deeper league or if it's a hyper-competitive one and you're just trying to squeeze out an extra game or two, those are the names that are way down in the deep part of the barrel. But what if you're looking beyond just the worst schedules today and then sort of early into next week? What if you're looking, I don't want to say tomorrow necessarily, and here's the thing. You know, I know that the graphic for this show talks about how we're going to be discussing streaming throughout the weekend. Streaming tomorrow and Sunday is crap. You should be using your moves up today because there are no weekend back-to-backs. Scheduling starting tomorrow is a bleep show. There's really almost nobody in the NBA that has a good schedule starting tomorrow. Sacramento would be, I would argue, maybe the only one, but they were already a team that we discussed 2 days, three, 2 days ago when they started their 5-7. So why you'd wait until tomorrow to pick up a Sacramento King, I haven't a clue, when you could have gotten them on Wednesday. So there's almost no one that you should look at tomorrow and go, oh yeah, this is a move I got to make. And it's kind of similar on Sunday, not exactly similar. It's only kind of similar in that the teams you're looking at on Sunday are largely the teams we just talked about as playing 3 games in 4 nights. Did I say Detroit? They're in there also, but they're streaming options are crap. But yeah, we talked about Indiana, we talked about the Clippers, all the inverted back-to-backs on Sunday, where then they now have a back-to-back Sunday, Monday, and a bunch of those teams roll into a game on Wednesday. But of course, next week is a little bit confusing because you probably want teams that play on the non-overload days. So yeah, Sunday, Monday, you might be able to squeeze that game in on Monday, but it doesn't really matter if the guy you're streaming plays Wednesday, Friday, because you're probably not going to be able to use them. So, like, if you're picking up a Pacer on Sunday, that's a little goofy. Probably should have just picked him up today if you were going to go that route. So you get today, Sunday, Monday, and then if you want to move off of them for somebody that has a light schedule or light days, quality days schedule, like Milwaukee or New Orleans are the two teams that go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, that's when you abandon ship. So the overarching thought here, before I get started talking too fast, is that there isn't a whole lot to be gained by picking up a team that plays on Sunday unless it's Milwaukee or New Orleans. But New Orleans is a But like, you could do it today if you wanted to. And frankly, we talked about doing it yesterday when they still had three games and four nights the rest of the week. So that one was already off the table. Milwaukee is off for 2 days today. So that would be one where if you had a move left over on Sunday, go to Milwaukee. You've already done the New Orleans thing, so that shouldn't really be an issue. And then no one else is really all that exciting. I mean, Oklahoma City, they roll into a four-game week next week, but it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So you get that one light day, but then you roll right into the heavy days. There just really isn't a great schedule for next week that involves doing something tomorrow or Sunday, other than teams that you probably should have already been streaming anyway, like Sacramento, like New Orleans. If you're picking up those guys on Sunday, you've sort of missed a lot of the joy. You're getting them for part of the OK schedule. But then, I mean, look, even beyond that with Sacramento, then they're off. They play one game over 4 days after Tuesday next week, and it's on a Friday, which you probably wouldn't be able to use that dude anyway. So the actual answer to that question, well, Dan, what do you do if you have some... if you have a move left, use it now. Use it today. Today's the move. If you are streaming for next week, as we've already mentioned, Milwaukee and New Orleans are the teams to go for. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday are the five more relevant days, because Monday and Sunday you might not be in overload. Wednesday and Friday you almost definitely are. So grade out your team now. Find out guys that play on Wednesday and Friday that you can abandon ship on and consider doing that immediately. So don't just look at the guys that play the least amount or the most, because you might be in a bit of a bind. And it's better to plan ahead. So like, for instance, I'm in a Yahoo League where I got a bye this week because their playoffs just started, and then you've got next week and the week after is the actual... and I'm actually going to be in true battles. I picked up Malik Beasley this week. I mean, I don't think he's going to be all that good next week, but he's going Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and I know I can use all three of those games. And I'm praying that the opponent I'm going up against is not going to be the guy who has dudes that already go on those days. That's going to make my life a whole lot tougher. Those Yahoo leagues suck, by the way. Fab overnight for head-to-head daily moves is just like beyond an atrocious way to have to play fantasy basketball. But anyway, that is what it is. You can game plan out in front on that. Try to get somebody that, you know, you go Sacramento for Monday, Tuesday if you were just looking at next week. So say you had a bye, Sacramento goes Monday, Tuesday. If you wanted to just get a bunch of guys that went Monday in abandoned ship, Dallas goes Monday, Tuesday, and then you flip off of those dudes for, you know, Thursdays and Saturdays, because Boston goes Thursday and Saturday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday. So they're not a terrible schedule for next week if Monday's not an overload day for you. So if you wanted to do like a Monday, Tuesday back-to-back for Dallas, Sacramento, and then assuming you were maxed out on Wednesday, go Boston or Milwaukee or New Orleans. I think Atlanta plays one of those down days also, right? They go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, so you could switch off to Atlanta at that point. And that's how you do it if you have a bye this week. Use a bunch of moves to max out your Monday, Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, you can use probably two to three moves if you really wanted to load up on Thursdays and Saturdays, dodging Wednesday and Friday, and then you use up the rest of your moves either on, you know, Saturday or Sunday or whatever it is to try to finish out the week strong and then roll into the following week. But it's also worth pointing out, nobody, again, next week for the second weekend in a row, has a weekend back-to-back. All right, hopefully we were able to jam that out in 15 minutes. Quick question check now from the chat room. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with my younger son on today's show. Sorry about the late start. Should we drop Gafford if it's a tight matchup, or is he too good to hold? It's a tight matchup. You got to drop. I'd love to hold, but maybe you can't. 12-team Roto League. Here we go. I need to make up a ground in three-pointers, free throw, and field goal percent for a chance at first place. Would you drop Nick Claxton to pick up Norman Powell or someone like that? I won't drop in categories Claxton provides. It sounds like you know that you could get away with it. I don't know if you have any other centers that you could drop. Because field goal percent, right? That, unless that you're talking about field... If you're talking field goal percent also, Claxton's very powerful in that. So I don't know if there's maybe a different option you could take. But anyway. Please rank for next week. Alvarado, Jordan Hawkins, Pat Connaughton, Jay Crowder, Patrick Beverley. It's probably... Yikes, these are some bad ones. Probably Crowder, Alvarado, maybe Alvarado first, then Crowder, Connaughton, Beverly, Hawkins, then Beverly is probably last there. Drop Drummond for a 2-for-1. Is that because Chicago only has one game left? Sure. Yeah, I mean, he's not very good, so you're not losing much. Is Westbrook an immediate add if your championship week starts April 1st? No. I mean, it depends. Are you competitive in either of the percentages? Nah. Let's see here. Best stream for field goal percent, free throw percent, and no turnovers. Yikes! Oh, here's some options. One game of Okongwu or two of Cornette. Okongwu just got downgraded to doubtful due to injury management, so you probably got to go Cornette there. Should I drop Taylor Hendricks or Keon Ellis to activate someone in the IR? I would probably drop Hendricks because of the Sacramento schedule is excellent right now. Utah only has one game left this week, and then they go all overload days next week. So I'll take the guy where I can actually utilize the games he's playing. Thank you for the birthday wishes for my kiddo. Would you rather have one game of Keon or two games of Nesmith? Yeah, I mean, I guess that... two of Nesmith. I'm almost always going to go 2-for-1. I know Sacramento's got the nice back-to-back to start next week, but if you're in a tight battle, you got to go with the guy having... you got to get the extra game. Best pickup for a back-to-back today and tomorrow. That would be one of the Celtics, Pritchard or Hauser, in my mind. Prefer them over anybody on Portland, San Antonio, or Toronto. Because I don't know if anybody's going to be playing on Toronto. Best Portland player to pick up and hold for next week. Probably Scoot. Maybe Jabari Walker of all these fringy dudes. Maybe Duop Reith. Sounds like Ayton might get a rest day in there. With Lowry done for the week, and it's my finals. Whoops, I just lost the thread there. Should I drop him for Oubre or McConnell? I'm going to go, well, I mean, a little bit is about what stats you're attacking. If you need assists and steals on better field goal percent, it's McConnell. If you don't care about your field goal percent and you want scoring and threes and maybe some blocks and probably a few extra rebounds, then it's Oubre. They're very different. Oh, it's points league. Oh, go Oubre, man. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Homie, I got Nance and I hope things turn around for your sake. I told you, man, I don't know. He did play, though. We haven't heard him being ruled out. You asked me if he was going to play in the back-to-back, and I said I thought he would. He was awful, but he, you know, played in the front end, so hopefully I get that right. Is Marvin Bagley a start? I'd like to see one game first. Trace Jackson Davis, Sam Hauser, Jaden Ivey, or Delano Banton tonight? Or should I risk adding Naz Reid? I'm going to go points league. I'd probably go... I think Hauser's going to have a nice ball game. Man, alive. That's a tough one. I'd probably go Ivy, but this may be a better question for a DFSer. Points leagues. Not all heroes wear capes. I'm assuming that's for me. Thank you. Should I add Santi Aldama or Herb Jones for the next week or so? Herb, because they've got that great Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday schedule. Tobias Harris or Trace Jackson Davis or Ochai Agbaji or Sam Hauser for the rest of this week. Two games, I think, for everybody there. Oh, boy. Honest to goodness, I don't know. Isn't Tobias Harris questionable? If he's playing, I'm probably going Tobias. Oh, hey, Naz Reid's back. So there you go. That's good news. He just got ruled in about a minute ago. Fun for a dun-dun-dun. Good news on the Naz Reid front. If Tobias is playing, I probably just got to go to... I know he's been awful lately, but I probably go Tobias. Obviously, if you need field goal percent and blocks, you go Jackson Davis. If you need threes, you go Hauser. If you need, like, the safe floor but no upside, you go Obagi. And then Harris is the guy you're sort of, like, praying he gets... pulls himself out of this little funk. Probably Tobias if he's in, but yeesh. Is Caleb Martin a drop for Peyton Pritchard? Well, you're only getting... you're not adding any games there, so I don't like this move because you're going from two games this week to two games this week. If you could find somebody to drop that only has one game the rest of this week or none, that would be the way to go. Oh, nerdy nerd, I know you're messing with me. All 1,000. Points league. Should I risk adding Naz? Yeah, grab Naz, man. He just got ruled in. Let's go. Hot damn, it's Naz time. No show tomorrow. Celebrating my kid's birthday tomorrow. 2 days early. And... actually, that's not true. We might have a show in the morning if my older kid's Little League game gets rained out. So then we might have a makeshift show like this one. But we already did it. Repeating myself. Like an A bleep. You know what. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us here. I know we got to set our lineups. I got to set my own, actually. It's been a really busy day. Thanks for hanging. At Dan Vespers on Twitter. I forget what I usually try to push on you guys. Just follow me on social media and subscribe however you're taking to the show. Subscribe. That's the big thing. Follow or subscribe, whichever one is easier. And make sure you listen to the advertisements because that's how we pay for the car. This is the Subaru Impreza. All right. Thanks to Theo for popping on today's show, too. We had Asher on a lot of shows over the years. Theo hasn't been able to join me all that often. That was adorable, him singing Britney Spears at the outset. I gotta figure out how I'm going to edit that into the audio-only version. I'll go do that now. Oh, you still need one ad between Trace Jackson Davis, Ivy Hauser, and Banton? I guess I'm going Ivy. Oof. Hurts the gut. Ninecat, I think I'm going Hauser there. All right. I'm out. I've done so many pods today. Recorded a show with Ryan Ward. That's going to be fun. I'll be on his show that drops, I think, today. And then what I'm hoping I can do, maybe I should just see if it works right now. Let's see if this works. Oh, no, I didn't download the file yet. I'll demo it in the background. We'll see. I got some tech I want to try to roll out here. See if StreamYard can make it happen. Kisses. Hugs. Kisses. Thanks for another awesome week. I'll see you guys over the weekend at some point. Keep our seasons going, man. Let's go.